You have all been running an excellent race. And we know that one of the challenges is that it cannot be a race with a steady pace. There are things where you can move ahead and you feel the energy moving with you, and there are things where that energy is not going to be moving far. So it is a bit like a start-stop movement with the energy. There is more energy now than there was before, which is good, but we are still not in the time of the straight line or the clear path. And because you are human, you long for that. Let me see the path in front of me, and then I will choose the pace and walk it. But since that is not available, we are in the situation of being able to move in some places and not being able to move in others. This, by the way, is the connector for the moods that we know you are feeling. When you think about your moods, they are not always logical. There can be the elation for in a particular circumstance, and then the depression in a similar circumstance. It is this back and forthness in the energy that is causing us to feel a lot of the things we feel. Now, we would like to tell you that the light is indeed rising. But of course, it is not only the light that you will see, but there you have now people who are people of the light, who are inhabiting higher levels in your world than they could have inhabited before. So there is a building of the light. There is a building of the truth. There is a building of accountability. The accountability is always a little frightening, we understand. But there must be a certain amount of it in order for the lie to die and the truth to be able to be the thing you are creating with. Now, that is on a large level, but it is also on a personal level, too. When you see a circumstance acted out for you where the lie is considered the truth, you can see what a danger that can be, not only in your world, but of course also in yourself. What it is for all of us is not that we are trying to be rigid about the truth outside of us, but we are trying to be absolutely faithful to what we know, to what we feel, and to our intuitive powers. That is something that we want to have with us as a goal. When you see someone who is pursuing anything, but they have not added in the importance of the truth and of respecting the truth and allowing the truth to speak through you, then you begin to get, shall we say, mutations of energy, and they are not pleasant. And of course, you are getting to view a number of those now. But we have been talking about the things that are real and the things that are true and learning to respect them. And so rather than overriding yourself, which of course we know you were trained to do, you feel something and you feel that it is good for you or not good for you, and you have actually been taught to override both feelings, which is an unfortunate situation. But now we are bringing back the truth. And the truth means you know what is good for you, and you know what is not good for you. You do not even have to know why. Sometimes you do know why, but it is not necessary. It is necessary that as you grow and your spirit grows and your intuitive powers grow, it is necessary that you make them count, that you respect them, and that if you are in a situation where for some reason you must override something, at least you know that is what you are doing. And so you are saying, here is a situation and I must override for the moment what is best for me. However, and here is the important part, when this is past, I will make it up to me. Whatever my heart paid for this override, I will make it up to my heart. And there are two really important ways to do that. One of them is by allowing in joy. Joy is like a tonic for the heart center. Whatever is troubling the heart can literally be washed away by pure joy. And once again, when you do not have an opinion about joy, but you simply see it and draw it in and enjoy it, when you can do that, you are being a healer for your own heart. We have mentioned this before, and we know how many of you are very close to the nature and the trees and the beauty of the world around you. And you know that that actually has a healing influence on your heart because there is such joy in it. When you are with it, you begin to feel the joy that nature holds. So allowing joy in is one way. And the second way is creativity. The second thing that will heal the heart, calm the heart, and draw the heart into a place where it is active in a joyful way, and that is creativity. So when we speak of creativity, we are not speaking of it as though it is something you would read about in a magazine, an article on how to be creative. Not at all. We are speaking on the importance of having creativity working in your life because it heals the heart. And those two things are great healers. And we do not want you to miss an opportunity to take care of your heart by allowing those two things in. Now, we do want you to notice that in both of those qualities, in joy and in creativity, what is absolutely in the center of both of those things is truth. It is truth. You are not lying to yourself. No one is lying to you. No one is telling you how you should feel joy or what your creativity should look like. All of that must be gone, because anytime you get involved in that kind of thought, you are inviting in the lie, and you cannot afford to have the lie in your beautiful selves. It simply does not belong with you. So as you are moving along in this stop-start time, be kind, loving kindness for yourself, patience, no judging for the ups and the downs, but understanding that that is the way of this time that you are in. Absolutely, however, including looking for joy, whether that is joy in a flower you are passing, or in a lovely animal you love, or something that rises up and makes you laugh, and beautiful thing for healing the heart, and the creativity the same way. I am creating this because it is true for me. I am truly drawn to this thing that I am creating. It is not about perfection. It is about the movement of saying, I am drawn to this and I want to make this real. So these are the two things we want you to keep in mind as you are moving forward. We have, of course, some more of the time that we are in, but there is more light now, and there is an exit point here. We will have a new challenge at the exit point, of course, because the world will not look the same way. And so, but the truth of it is, if you stay true to your intuitive powers, if you remember the importance to your heart of joy and creativity, and if you simply do not engage in the lie, then whatever world we have when this has passed, you will be prepared to make the very best of it and give your very best self to it. So, we will take some time to speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain begin to fall and fall around the outside of your body, washing away anything that might have caught in the field, anything that was harsh, anything that was not true. Feel all of that falling away from you. Let the rain wash it away. Move your attention into your heart center and see the flame of your spirit that illuminates the beauty of your heart, all that you've built here, all that brings you strength and comfort, loving kindness. See the light of your own spirit illuminated. Mm. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe begin to pour into your body. Let the crown open so that it is better able to receive all the fine things that are meant for you. Feel the golden light cleanse the third eye. Make the third eye strong and powerful and true. Feel the golden light flow into your throat and displace any communication you might have with yourself that would ignore what is true for you. Feel that energy displaced, moved out, so that there is only love and the truth in your communication center. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center. And feel it flow into all the places that may have been disappointed or hurt, or any of the places that may need comfort or support. Let that golden light flow to them like a river and heal them. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus. And let that golden light displace any emotions that may have stayed longer than you want them to stay. Feelings that need to be moving away from your body and your field. Feel them start to move away now. Let the golden light take their place. Feel the energy of the golden light flow into your second center. And let it begin to cleanse, displace shame, judgment, any of the old patterns that would make you into someone other than who you are. Let all of that material leave your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let the golden light begin preparing your root center for a time in the not too distant future where your whole being will be creating, making something that may not have been there before, but was somehow always there before. And let that light flow through your body, through your thoughts, down your spine, through your trunk to heal you, down through your arms and hands, down through your legs and feet. Draw your attention back into your heart center and find a place where water is flowing so that you can refresh yourself, either by drinking the water or by being in the water. Now look up and see that there is a road, and the road moves upward. And choose to walk on that road, knowing that no effort is required, that the energy of the heart takes you forward and upward. And know that there is energy in this path, energy that is particularly for you. And as you walk, you feel that energy rise up and fill you. And you come to a place on this path, and it is a place that gathers your fears so that you only need to think release, and those fears will flow into a receptacle at this place on your path. And as the receptacle gathers fear, feel yourself become lighter and lighter. Now see a top covers the receptacle and transmutation is happening inside, and you are free to walk forward more lightly than you walked before. And as you walk up the path, you have come to another place with a receptacle. And this receptacle gathers judgments, all kinds, that have been worked against you or anyone else. The receptacle opens. You have only to breathe and to release judgment. And see that a top comes on the receptacle, and you are lighter. And all of that energy is transmuted inside the receptacle, and you are light as feathers. And you move forward. And you come to the place of the gift. There is an altar, and on that altar is your gift. Rest the mind, know the gift. Gathering in your gift, turn and walk lightly back down the path. And on top of each of the receptacles that you passed, see the transmuted symbol. And come again into your heart center. Breathe into your heart center. When you've centered in your heart, open your eyes.